Alan, no one there is as old as we are. They're all younger than us, so they are all younger. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Pastor Brandon and the worship team. Thank you, guys in the booth. By the way, Charles, as I'm thinking, are you queued up and ready for a few minutes? Okay. Thank you to our ushers and greeters. The sermon begins in the parking lot, so we thank you for being a part of that. I want to thank the children's church workers, the people who are in the different classes today, the nursery workers. My wife's in there today, so I'm especially thankful for them. And thank you for the blessing of your presence with us today. So this summer, we're doing a series called Brother, Sister, Friend, and we're talking about relationships. Because relationships can be pretty intimidating, and following Jesus is really a lot about relationships. You know, our relationship with God, our relationship with each other. And we all want to try to figure out how to do relationships pretty well, because relationships are often complicated. We experience some of our deepest frustrations in relationships and hurts and pains and our greatest joys. So we want to be intentional in talking about relationships this summer. And I was thinking, as we were talking about it today, we have a person who was the most influential person in this congregation for the last many, many years, named Gloria Munn, who passed away a few weeks ago. And I was thinking about her life and her example. And I'll have to say, to kind of describe what I want to do today, I'm going to switch gears and brag a little bit as a father. Is that okay? All right, so my oldest daughter, Viola, just graduated from high school. And a few months before she graduated, her favorite high school teacher saw my wife, Jenny, and I out at a school event, and she came up to us and she said, "My daughter was getting ready to come into high school. So I took her out and her friends," and she, this teacher said, "I told my daughter," I gave her a speech of what to be like in high school, and she said, my speech was, "Be like Viola Miller." I thought that was a great speech, because I totally agree as Viola's dad. So today, having said that, I say that if you want to be a good friend to people, be like Gloria Munn, okay? If you are blessed enough to have had to know Gloria very well, to have a go back with her and kind of know her well, good news for you today, you just get to leave. You don't have to listen to anything else, because that's the only sort. Just be like Gloria. Her life is more powerful than any words I could say. So be like her. Oh, wait a minute. Gloria's grandson's got a few songs afterwards, so stay for that. You can get on your phones now or zone out, but that's the message. But if you don't know who Gloria is, didn't get a chance to know her, which is a lot of people in here, I'm going to try to describe a little bit of the quality of Gloria's life that maybe we can really follow and learn from. So as the tributes were pouring in and I was hearing different people's testimonies about her life, a psalm came to me. It's Psalm 116:15, and it says, "Precious is in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants." What a precious time it was for the family and loved ones and friends to come together and remember Gloria and all of her legacy. And as I just have been thinking about that verse, that is so true, that word faithful jumped out to me. Now, faithful is probably everybody who knows her. A lot of you know her way better than I did. But faithful would be a great word, I think, to describe Gloria. I believe faithfulness is often an overlooked virtue for friendship and one of the most important that you can have. And Gloria exuded it. So as we think about it, my mind shifted to a proverb, and it was this. Proverbs 3:26. "Many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person, who can find?" Now, according to the way that this proverb words it, it seems to indicate to me that the writer of this seems to think that faithfulness is pretty rare quality. And I was reflecting on that. Rare, Gloria exuded it. One thing that came to my mind is that my son today is in Orlando. There's a big youth convention going on. We prayed for him. But when he left, he was wearing this t-shirt. This t-shirt has a QR code on it. And the QR code, if you scanned this, it would lead to a claim of unfailing love. Because if you claimed, you would hear this. And you would see this guy dancing. You have been Rickrolled. If you don't know what that means, ask someone who's quite a bit younger and maybe you'll understand what they're saying. So, many claim unfailing love. Many claim that they're never going to give you up and never going to let you go down. And my family, one time, we were just kind of laughing and joking around to see, and we actually Googled. This guy's name is Rick Astley, the singer. Is Rick Astley still with the girl that he sang Never Gonna Give You Up to? What do you think the answer is?
No.
No. That was unanimous, and you would be right. Let's switch from Rick Astley to Jesus, shall we? Maybe the first time that sentence has ever been uttered. In Matthew 25, Jesus has a series of stories that lead up to the sheep and the goats. We talk about a lot. But instead, I wanted to focus on a different story. And in this story, there are three men who are given bags of gold. One man is given 5 bags of gold, another 2 bags, and another 1. So the guy with 5 bags of gold invests it. He's responsible with it, and he makes 5 more. There's a guy with 2 bags of gold. He does the same thing as the guy with 5. He's responsible with it, invests it, and doubles it. And there's a guy with 1 bag of gold, and he does nothing. He hides it. And so he doesn't invest anything. He's just got the same that he was given. So we're going to pick up now in the story in Matthew 25:19. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. That word again, faithful. You have been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the guy who was given 2 bags, same thing happened. Well done. Been faithful with little, you get more, you get 2 more. Then, this is where the parable to me gets really confusing, and I'm not going to pretend to know that I know exactly what this parable is saying, because I don't. And study from some teachers maybe who studied it more. But where it gets confusing is the guy with 1 bag goes to the master, and he says, hey, I didn't do it. I feared you. I know you're cruel. You harvest where you didn't sow, and so I was afraid, and I hid it. And the master calls him a wicked and lazy servant. So again, it gets a little bit confusing, but he takes that 1 bag away, and then he gives it to the guy with 5. But the analogy, it's not saying that God is wicked, so it gets a little confusing. But what is Jesus getting at? And I want to say what I think safely we can take from the context of something that Jesus is trying to get at of this passage. And it's not that God is cruel, but it's this. It's the importance of faithfulness, being faithful to what we've been entrusted with. It's important of being responsible with what we have been given, to be faithful with where we are. So you might be thinking something like, okay, this is about money or gold. What does this have to do with friendship? Well, there's something that Jesus says that's very, very similar to this, but it's in another gospel. It's in Luke. And Luke says this, Luke 16:9. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. Now here Jesus is mixing money and friendship a little bit. He's saying friendship's more important than money. I think he's saying that. Use the money like for friendship because that's what really counts. And as I was thinking of this and what Jesus is saying here, an old Girl Scout song came to my mind. Two of my daughters, some of you who are familiar with Girl Scouts may know what song is coming to my mind. Make new friends, keep the old, one is silver and the other gold. The Girl Scouts think that friendships are gold. Maybe they're right. To be faithful in our relationships is to invest in the gold of relationships. We're entrusted with certain people in our lives. So I want to ask that question. Gloria was a model of faithfulness. But I want to challenge us as individuals to ask this question. Am I consistently faithful? Now, Gloria exuded that quiet faithfulness. Just what she was entrusted with, she was faithful with it. And one of the things that I want to say is, if you struggle with faithfulness, there's no shame today. Because I don't think there's anyone who's entirely faithful. And again, the proverb said, who can find a faithful one? But there's hope today. Because God wants to encourage us and love us where we are, but also challenge us to be the best versions of ourselves, to be more like Jesus. Because we're trying to be more like Gloria as she followed Jesus. It's really about being more like Jesus. And one thing that I have to say, too, is even if you're in a place where right now, like, man, I've really blown it. I'm more of a never count on me because I'm not going to follow through person than a Gloria Munn kind of rock kind of a person. If you're like that, one of the things that I want to say to you is that the guy who prayed for me before, now, he's told me he hasn't always been the faithful person that he is now. Is that true, Alan? And he's not just said that in confidence. He will tell that to anybody. But there were seasons in his life where he was just a different person than he is now. And he would say, Gloria Munn sometimes would tell him, Alan, I don't have the testimony that you do. Yours has a story. It's exciting. And he would respond, no, Gloria, you have the best testimony. Yours is the testimony of faithfulness. So wherever we are, whatever our testimony is going to be, maybe it's not faithful right now, but it could be someday. I want to go to some verses that should fill us with hope. In what is considered to be the Apostle Paul's last letter, 2 Timothy, he gives us a little bit of gold here. Here is a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, being Jesus, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Now, some of us maybe need to give up just trying to do it on our own, right? Trying to give up just doing everything yourself, because that's a really hard deal. I know I try to do things myself and fail all the time. But the thing that we can't do is give up on ourselves. We can maybe give up trying just by ourselves, but don't give up on yourself. Because even if you're faithless, even if we're faithless, God remains faithful. It means he's not going to give up on you. He's not going to give up on me. God remains faithful. Now, some of you may be even in this room right now, and I heard some testimonies that maybe part of why you're here is because Gloria never gave up on you. That was the kind of person that she was. Alan is maybe here because his parents never gave up on him. He may have been faithless, but they remained faithful to keep praying. I'm here because when I was faithless, my parents remained faithful. They didn't give up on me. They kept praying for me. They kept being there for me. And even if you're like Rick Astley and the fires of romantic infatuation cool, Rick Astley will remain, never mind, we won't go there because we don't know. But the point is that God remains faithful. Now, faithfulness is so powerful. Sometimes we think it's about personality, but this is not about personality. This is about intentionality. This is about being intentional to be responsible with what we've been given. We don't have to have a super great, exuberant, enthusiastic life of the party personality. We just need to be faithful to who we are, to what we've been given. And as we try, right? How do we do this? We follow, be like Gloria, be like Jesus. We practice being faithful with what we have. We think we just maybe have a few things. We'll be faithful with those few things. Practice. Practice being consistently honest. Practice being consistently trustworthy. And when you fail, admit it. Be honest. Say, I failed. I'm sorry. Make amends. Ask for forgiveness and move on. Keep that pursuit of following Jesus, becoming more like him. Because as we follow Jesus, we become more like him, and who he is faithful. And as we become more faithful, we become more faithful to the best version of ourselves. Because the best version of me is the version of me that's faithful. The best version of you is the best version, as the version of you that's faithful. And there are people out there who would love to be friends with the real faithful you. Faithfulness may not bring you riches or fame. Don't think it necessarily did with Gloria. She's famous with the people who know her. But it will bring you friendships if you're faithful over years. And some people think that is gold. As we close this thing, because the message again is not just to bear down, white knuckle it, and become more faithful people and to swear to ourselves, I'm never going to fail again, or I'm always going to be faithful on my own effort. But it's looking to God consistently, because that's part of Gloria's testimony too. She, every day, looking to God for help. God, help me to become more faithful. God, help me to become more like you. Help me to become more gracious and loving. God, help me to become a better brother, sister, and friend, because we need help from the Lord. So today, we are just going to close with this really, really good news. And it's from Lamentations 3:22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The worship team is going to come up. And I ask, will you pray with me today as they make their way up? Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Great is your faithfulness. Sometimes it may seem like everything around us is failing. And sometimes it may seem like we are the ones who are always failing. As we live in this world where we do have trouble, may we be of good courage because you have overcome the world. And even in the darkness when it's really hard to see, help us to fix our eyes on the crucified and risen Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, please help us to remember that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who didn't give up but endured, who believe that you don't give up on us and kept looking to you. Strengthen us with the hope that is an anchor for our souls, that your compassions never fail, are new and they're new every morning, that you are good and faithful. Help us to follow you and be kind and faithful to our friends so that our lives may glorify you, the one who is faithful and true and who redeems us.